The Great Resignation, why people leave their jobs in droves. These departures affect your team and your clients. Here's why, here's how. You may have seen, read, or heard about the Great Resignation, the movement where large numbers of workers leave their jobs in what appears to be a coordinated trend. Last July in the US, a record 4 million Americans left their employers, while resignations have remained abnormally high in the recent months. What is amazing and really truly unique is that for the first time, people leave their jobs without necessarily have found another one. This is very interesting because humans are seeking for security above all. So leaving without a safety net is pretty unique phenomenon, especially in a mass movement like this. What motivates people to leave their job in such large number? What can you do as the leader to ensure that your team members do not leave? Let's start with the context. The pandemic challenged our values and life priorities. We have never seen so many births, divorces, home purchases, sales, moves in such a short time of time in history. The pandemic and especially the lockdown caused people to introspect. And while they were alone with themselves, they revisited their personal and professional lives. The basic of this introspection and the Great Resignation is not the lack of time or schedule flexibility. It's in the lack of meaning. Why am I in this job? What am I contributing to? Am I valued in this organization, in this job? Am I growing? Am I evolving? Am I making a difference? Life is short. Am I really fulfilled in my work? These are examples of questions that people are asking themselves and that they ask themselves during the pandemic. And now, as they gradually leave the pandemic situation, they take action. They leave their jobs for lack of meaning, not money, not for telecommuting, not working from home, not for insert whatever excuse or reason here, but for lack of meaning. Now, as the leader, what can you do? Too often, I meet teams and they don't really get why do we do what we do. Business missions are often around bringing peace of mind for our clients or financial freedom or making more money. But what does that really mean? The mission, the message that you carry is so much deeper than that. It's up to you as the leader to shed light on that mission, communicate it clearly and continuously to your team. Contributing is a visceral need in humans. Our role as the leader is to let them know that they are what they're contributing to and that their role is important in making a difference in the lives of the people who we serve daily. And again, it's so much bigger than financial security or whatever expertise that you use as a vehicle for that mission. You'd be surprised how much more people are willing to give of themselves when they know what they're contributing to, when they know that they're making a difference and that they matter. Our role as the leader is in twofold, direction and protection. Direction means where are we going with this business? Who are we helping? Why and how are we making a difference? Protection means, do your employees have the space, time, space, and headspace, and freedom to be autonomous and creative without negative consequences? The pandemic has changed our lives, and the quest for meaning is transforming our daily reality. Do you want to retain your employees? Do you want to build a fully engaged team? Here's how. First, clarify the difference you want to make. Here, working with a coach is essential, since we're all stuck in our realities and our patterns and our beliefs and our blind spots. Second, share your message with your team. Third, let them bring their contribution. More than ever, people are looking for meaning. It's visceral, it's human. If the members of your team do not find this meaning in your team, they'll look for it somewhere else. That is the Great Resignation. When you gather an army, no matter how big or small, around a common mission, that's when you realize that so much more is possible. It's always a great pleasure that I read and receive your comments. You can reach me by email, or you can find me on every social media platform: LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and now Instagram.